Well, good morning. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. Bring the word. Joseph spoke last Sunday, Vision Sunday, about our theme for the year, pressing on. Pressing on. And over the next few weeks, we'll be doing a series of messages with the theme of pressing on, with different topics each week and a variety of scripture passages. And this week, we're going to look at perseverance. Pressing on with perseverance. And we're going to examine this through the lens of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, particularly verse 1 and the beginning of verse 2. And next week, Dawson will be preaching and continue with this same passage in Hebrews, but he'll have the opportunity to focus more on the end of verse 2, although, of course, he has the liberty to go wherever the Spirit leads. Perseverance. What do we mean by perseverance? Well, let me offer a definition. I'm not saying it's the only definition, but it's the one we'll use this morning. And I hope it's helpful for you. It's the idea that perseverance is the action of moving forward persistently, patiently, continuing on, never giving up, moving forward, even if it's little by little. We move onwards, completing the task, never giving up, never giving in until the race is finished. There's a story, an account of an Australian farmer, Cliff Young, who decided to enter an ultramarathon for the first time when he was 61 years old. It was a race from Sydney to Melbourne that lasted over several days. And he ran against professional athletes who had specifically trained for this event. They had the latest gear, knowledgeable support teams, and a specific schedule of how long to run each day. And Cliff, with a kind of shuffling running style, set off against these competitors. And really, his main strategy was just to keep going. Just keep moving forward. And at times he would be running in the middle of the night when the other competitors had stopped. And he won the race. He actually won the race. He finished first. And according to the story, there was some prize money for winning, but he didn't keep it. Instead, he gave it away to some of the other runners in the race. Perseverance, persistently, patiently, continuing on, moving forward until the end. The writer of Hebrews uses this metaphor of a race to describe our life lived by faith in Jesus. Running a race, sports analogy. As a former phys ed teacher, I love it. Let's reread Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, and the first part of verse 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. And I'd like to summarize some of the key ideas from this passage in a single phrase. Together, we move forward in Christ. Together, we move forward in Christ. And I'd like to look at this phrase in three sections. Together, we move forward in Christ. And with each part of the phrase, we'll see how the ideas relate to the topic of perseverance. And may we allow the Holy Spirit of God to persistently and lovingly transform our hearts and minds as we choose to commit and continue walking in a life of faith, a life based on relationship, on freedom, on abundance, on present and eternal unity with Jesus Christ. Together, we move forward in Christ. First, let's emphasize that this race, this journey, this ongoing walk of faith in Jesus Christ happens for us together. You are not alone. We are not alone. We're here together. We run together. We have God's continuing presence with us, sustaining us, strengthening us, leading us. And we also have each other. We're not meant to persevere on our own. We're encouraged, we're called, compelled to persevere together. Together. There's an expression that someone is a lone wolf. I don't know what expressions are current anymore with different generations, but I know this expression. Kind of means you're out there all on your own. You're doing your own thing, your own ideas, your own plans. You're in charge, captain and commander, the big cheese, the only cheese. But our race isn't like that. I'm going to allow myself one football reference this morning, and I'm going to use it on this idea of a lone wolf. I was watching a pregame show a while ago, and commentators were picking who would win various games. And if one person's pick disagreed with everybody else, they were the lone wolf. And they actually put on a hat that kind of looked like a kid's stuffy, and they howled, "Ow, ow!" But we don't need to do that. And actually, we shouldn't be a lone wolf. We shouldn't even try to do it all on our own. We could fall victim to discouragement on one hand or pride on the other. We continue on together, together. We're called to be humble, to be accountable, to function as a team. It doesn't mean we always agree on everything. There's room for constructive criticism, for exchange of ideas, for opinions that are different. But at the end of the day, we're all on Team Jesus, right? So we move forward together, and we move forward with all of us fixing our eyes on Jesus. Consider the third service on Saturday evenings that we're going to pilot in May. We see that our church is growing because God is moving. We rejoice. It's because of God. God is at work here. And we want to be faithful, to serve God faithfully, to be led by the Spirit. We want more people to hear and experience the good news about Jesus, hope and rescue in Jesus Christ, new life, life to the full, eternal life. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. So we're adding a third service. And the way to do this is together, all of us, together in Christ, praying, inviting others, volunteering to serve. And some will attend the Saturday evening service, and some will continue to attend a Sunday morning service. but together we'll know that we are all part of one body, the body of Christ, and all are needed, all are valuable in Christ. We move forward together, not alone. Hebrews chapter 12 begins by stating, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, as we run the race, living by faith in Jesus, we realize that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses." Well, who are these witnesses? And how do they help us? And certainly, we support and encourage each other, but the opening line of Hebrews 12 actually points back to Hebrews chapter 11. And the word therefore is important. I've heard it said that when you read the word therefore, you know it's there for a reason. I didn't come up with that, but it stuck with me. The cloud of witnesses are the men and women through the ages who have walked by faith, some giving up their lives in the witness of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of their faith. Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. We run as fellow witnesses to the transforming power of Jesus Christ. He is the beginning and the end, the author of our faith, the Word, the rider on the white horse. With Jesus, all things are possible. With Jesus, no weapon forged against us will prosper. The grace of Jesus is sufficient. His power is made perfect in weakness. Jesus is before all things, and in him all things hold together, and every knee will bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Because of Jesus, we are able to move forward. We are able to run the race persistently, patiently, with perseverance, because of Jesus. And there is a crowd of people that are witness to this reality, the reality that nothing can stand against the power of our God. And together, we move forward in Christ. We have the metaphor of a race, and in a race, you need to move forward. You need to move forward until the finish line. That's the idea. You don't give up. You don't give in. You keep going. And it takes effort, intention, persistence, determination, maybe some good old-fashioned elbow grease, some get her done. And again, let me emphasize, this is only possible in Christ. We're meant to run together. It's group effort, group intention, a group get her done. And it's a group of people that earnestly, steadfastly, prayerfully are fixing their eyes on Jesus. As I was reflecting on this passage, I noticed this race of faith, of trust in Jesus. It's a bit different than any race I've ever been part of. When I was young, I spent a few years in swim club, and we practiced, we trained, we put in the work, and that fits this idea, this metaphor in Hebrews. But then we would go to a swim meet, and we would race against other competitors, and we would try to beat them. The idea was to win. But in Hebrews, and in our life of faith today, we're actually not racing to win. Jesus has already done that. He has already secured the victory. So it's really not a competitive race. It's a collaborative race. It's a collab with emphasis on how you run and whether or not you are following what has been marked out for you in Christ. And understanding that it's a collaborative race, not a competitive one, might impact our motives, our priorities. We might stop and help up another runner, help to carry a burden, take a few extra minutes to listen to someone, offer a word of encouragement, maybe a note or a card. Have you ever received a note of encouragement? They are so awesome. Perhaps you can offer an act of service, a ride, a meal, childcare, or maybe it's a phone call. Hey, I've been thinking of you. Because it doesn't matter how fast we run. It just matters if we're running together with Jesus. Let us run with perseverance, throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Are we carrying extra weight in the race of faith? Guilt? Fear? Pride? Perfectionism? Complacency? Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And perseverance doesn't mean running until you collapse. That's called burnout. God has graciously given us rhythms of running and rest. And perseverance doesn't mean blindly running forward without any thought to what direction we're going. Allow God to direct your path. He may call you in a new direction, or he may ask you to stay the course. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Be open. Be listening. Be wise. Be humble. Together, we move forward in Christ. It's the realization, the understanding, the lived experience that human effort, human intention, human plans and purposes will come to nothing without Christ. Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." John 15. It's not that we devalue effort or intention or planning. We are instructed to run, and running takes effort. But we're told how to run. We run by fixing our eyes on Jesus. Not Jesus who is far off. Jesus who is right here, who loves us, who protects us, heals us, delivers us. Jesus, who has given us his Spirit. We live post-Pentecost in God's power. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1:7. So let's run. Let's run as sons and daughters of the Most High God, because that's who we are in Jesus. Jesus name above all names, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And we have the humbling honor of representing Jesus to the world. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for this passage in Hebrews, this metaphor of a race. Thank you that it's a different kind of race, Lord, that there's a freedom to it. There's, yes, effort, but there's so much joy too and delight because it is a race with you. And any race with you is worth all the effort in the world. So we ask for your strength. We ask for your wisdom. We know that we can't do it on our own. We rely on you. You made us. You're the creator. And yet you want to walk with us. You offer us new life. Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone opens, I will come in. Lord, if there's someone today that is ready, that you've worked in their heart, Lord, they're ready to invite Jesus in, I ask that they would do that even now. Say, yes, yes, Lord Jesus, I believe. Believe that you died, rose again, that you love me, and I'm turning away from my old life, and I'm choosing to follow you today. I trust you, and I believe you, and I love you. Thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you for the soak time that we can have, the extended time to be in your presence together as a church, as God's people. Thank you for these moments. Thank you for the freedom we have in our country, Lord. We remember those who don't have the same freedom, but we know you're standing up for them, Lord. That you are greater. You are greater than anything. We praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.